Did you smoke in your bed?
Smoked in my bed. Smoked a cigar in my bed.
How did that?
Didn't no harm, no foul.
Really?
Yeah. It was like wearing a condom on spring break, not wearing a condom on spring break. I don't know. Anyway.
100%.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
See, I think dreamers should have a chance to get citizenship. Hey, guys, welcome to another
episode.
Wait,
they do again. They do again, right?
Well, now, yeah, now. Oh, but I know you're upset. Welcome to another episode of Two Bears, One Cave. He's Bruce Kirshner. I'm Tom Segura. This is how we do it. Now,
we ain't going nowhere. We ain't. That's going to play that when we get canceled.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh. So, real quick. What?
Real quick. If we're going to drink Bud fucking seltzers, Bud Light seltzers, let's do it at the front because I got shit to do today.
Okay.
I am celebrating my power, brother. Okay. I am celebrating. Can I tell you, I'm like one drink. I need a, whoa, we're drinking the tall boys.
Yeah. You don't have that much shit to do. Here, cheers.
Oh, motherfucker. I thought we were getting the little skinny ones.
Nah. That's big boy. These are burnt drinks.
This is... Let's see how many calories. You know I'm very calorie conscious.
Per serving?
120.
That's for the whole thing.
Oh, well, who's drinking half?
Well, I think most of us are going to ration it out.
No, Tommy, can I tell you my new thing? My new thing is power down that drink and enjoy the buzz. I'm sure Bud Light's like, easy, Bert, it's the taste.
here, let's
you,
try
I think
it. Let's
we're
try
a
it.
Fucking, we're a nightmare for fucking... alcohol sponsors.
I would revision that and say you are.
Hey, to the Super Bowl.
To the Super Bowl. To the big game.
To the big game,
the big
I
game.
Mean.
The big game. Ready? How's that sip?
This is tasty.
Yeah.
220 calories. I guess I'm skipping lunch.
Are you done?
No. No. I want it. So can I tell you? This is my realization. I called you last night celebrating.
You did. Yeah, last night you were celebrating.
I'm celebrating my power, Tom. So, the other day, I did Winston Churchill Day, right? Mm-hmm. And so Leanne woke me up, or I woke myself up, I waited. And then they brought in eggs, bacon, coffee, toast in like the sleeve where you stand the toast up.
Yes.
You can find a picture of Nadab.
Yeah.
Go to my Instagram.
Jesus, are you all right?
Yeah.
Are you going to throw up?
Not even close. Yeah, I threw up. Almost threw up on the treadmill this morning, what? Celebrating my power.
Oh, I'm going to puke.
So that's the other one's the guy breaking into my house. There we go. Here we go. So this is my breakfast. If you can zoom in, take a look at what the toast is on. And that look badass. Leanne got me that for Christmas.
Yes.
Look at all the really nice silverware. And and the fine china.
Is this the first time you've done this?
First time I've ever done it, and I didn't even do it on the right day. Apparently, you're supposed to do it on April 9th.
What made you choose?
Because that's the day he died, and I wanted to be a part. I just wanted to do it, and I've been holding up my drinking days, so I've been wanting to save them for good days. Yeah. I was like, that'll be a good day.
Yeah.
Problem is, I can't roll into a drinking scotch at 8 a.m. without having a little tie one on at night.
Yeah, yeah.
So I tie one on at night.
Can I tell you something? You should do this more regularly. I don't think.
Can I tell you something? Yeah. I'm gonna.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm fucking definitely gonna. I'm gonna. Like, I'm fucking. I mean, I
Wait,
got.
Wait, park here for one second.
Okay.
Okay. So before we get into celebrating your power. this is too great. I want to mention that for the big game, which is February, Sunday, February 7th, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. Bert,
I think
myself,
saying
it's okay.
Okay.
It's okay. You, me, and Hall of Famer and Super Bowl champion Warren Sapp, we're going to be here in studio. I don't know if it's been made clear or not. Some people were like, what is it?
Oh,
it is a companion show party
to the big game.
To the big game. So the idea is that you're watching the game with us. We're going to watch the game. You can have us on a laptop, on your phone, whatever, a second TV as you're watching the game.
You can just honestly grab our audio and play it while you watch the big game.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
You don't have to watch, but I think pair it up nicely, two and two, because we're putting the video component together.
And we have our own halftime show. We have some of our own ads. We have extra content. And we have Warren Sapp.
And so. I think, did we get a betting sponsor?
No.
Oh. Well, we'll be gambling. I think that was a misstep on the betting people.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll be betting.
We'll be betting for sure.
We'll be betting, and then we'll be setting up a lot of the bets that someone would do. We're doing it with each other, and then you can do it at home. It's going to be a fucking blast. Can I tell you, we are going to get – I want Warren to get fucking wasted.
Me too. And you're the guy to make it happen.
Oh, I am so – I already have I was like, maybe I should learn about some of the – people that play on the game teams, and I was like, nope,
nah.
I was like, what a great. I mean, I have like a list of questions.
I want you to be like Patrick Mahomes. I want you to be like, is he good? Like, that's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, I tell you, I'm telling you, man, I'm fucking Brady Gronk all the way. I'm a Bucks fan.
It's your hometown team.
By the way, hold on. Let's be fair, because I will get called out because I have done this before. I'm also a Rams fan. This is a win-win year for me. We have season tickets to the Rams. My girls were big Rams fan.
You're from Tampa.
But I'm from Tampa. I grew up in Tampa when the Bucks sucked. When people – I hate to get too specific, but I remember when Doug Williams was our quarterback and people didn't wear shirts in the stadium. And I remember people – that was my introduction to racism. People saying horrific things about Doug Williams, and I was the biggest Doug Williams fan. The biggest. I want to have him on my fucking podcast.
You are?
Would love to. Dude, that guy, all those guys, Ricky Bell, fucking Batman, James Woods, Leroy Selman passed away. Dewey Selman was the reason I learned about sickle cell anemia. I never heard about sickle cell anemia. My dad's like, I remember my dad, this kid was chewing tobacco, eating M&Ms next to me, and my dad's like, man, Dewey Selman's a fucking monster. He's got sickle cell. You know what that is, buddy? I go, what? He goes, it's when your fucking blood hurts. And I went, and I'm watching this guy play. I mean, I was such a fucking Bucks fan.
Sure. And then, when Warren had his run there and they won the Super Bowl, those teams were pretty incredible too, man.
Dude.
Derek Brooks.
Mike Alstott. Yeah. John Lynch. John Lynch.
He became a GM. I think
it's white privilege.
What is?
I think he's like a. I think I don't want to shit on John Lynch.
Okay.
You know what? We'll bring it up with Warren.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, because I think John Lynch is like the of football. Wow, I think that might get us sued.
And by us, you mean you.
just bleep out the Army Hammer part. But leave that one in.
Wait, why are we celebrating your power?
Okay. Oh, I'm off track.
Because you did have, I won't say it, but you did have a really good reason to celebrate last night.
I did. We'll share that one day as soon as we're allowed to.
Okay.
But
But is that the catalyst for you celebrating your power?
So, okay. So I've been having a hard time drinking over quarantine. That's why I haven't been drinking, is because for whatever reason, I'm just living at home. So I don't really, it's not fucking super fun just drinking. I'm the only one drinking. And then Leanne started drinking a lot. And so I was like, oh, I'll have a cocktail with her. So I did. But then all of a sudden I drink a bottle of wine and black out. And it was not fun. And I wake up, I'd be hungover and I didn't want to run. And I was like, what the fuck am I doing? So then someone breaks into our house. We'll talk about that in a second. Someone breaks into our house. The next night we go up and we lock everything up. I'm feeling good. And the next day is Winston Churchill Day. And I decide I'm going to tie one on a little bit if I'm going to go and drink tomorrow. And so I get a little looser than I wanted to be. A bottle of wine, fucking couple of food fights, a shotgun. Had to take that picture down off Instagram. Everyone hit me up. They're like, hey, man, you're drinking. You have a gun in your hand. It's not funny. It's like Dave Williamson hit me up. He's like, hey, man, I'd take that down. I was like, huh? He was like, I don't know. You're talking about killing somebody. You can't find it anymore. Anyway.
Let's celebrate our power.
So the next morning, Leanne comes in. Everything. Eggs, bacon, toast in the little sleeve toast thing. Yeah. Great. She bought expensive glassware.
Yeah.
And then fine china. Had my breakfast. And I'll be honest with you.
Did you smoke in your bed?
Smoked in my bed. Smoked a cigar in my fucking bed.
How did that?
didn't no harm, no foul.
Really?
Yeah. It was like wearing a condom on spring break, not wearing a condom on spring break. I don't know. Anyway, so I go in.
I hated, by the way. So spring break.
Mm-hmm.
No, senior week. Senior okay. week, we go yeah. to Myrtle Beach. Right? And I'm this chick was like looking for me. And they're like, I think he's in his room. And I'm taking a shower. And she's like,
can I tell you, I think I've heard this story.
Really?
I think I've heard this story. Keep going.
Well.
Does it end with, ah, ah?
No, that's a different girl. So, this girl gets in the shower. I've you know, I went to school with her, but I've never, like, made out with her or anything. She just gets in the yeah. shower with me. I'm a little loose. Right?
It's spring break, Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, yeah. I've smoked a blunt. I've, like, drank beers. So we're showering, and I was like, yeah, I'll put it in, you know? So I I go to, and then after it's in, she goes, you should put on a condom. I'm like, it's already in you.
Yeah.
You know? But I took it out.
And then put on, like, a condom?
No.
You didn't fuck her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, why don't you get out?
Yeah, I guess I'm done. She was like, then she just left?
Well, you know, she stayed there for a while, and I was like, come on. She was like, all right. And then, like, I would start, and then she was like, you should really wear a condom. I'm like, okay. I don't have one in the shower.
Oh, I wonder if you count just putting your dick in someone.
Yeah.
I probably have two more people on my list. Yeah, because there's a couple of people I put my dick in once, and I was like, all right, I don't have a condom. This is a bad idea.
This, apparently, I learned later that I should have used a condom with her.
Oh, did someone tell you a story?
Yeah, you're like, they're like,
oh, wow, she was actually being pretty cool.
Yeah, she was being nice to you. Oh, shit.
All right, back to my power. Yeah. So I take my time. I'm not a take-your-time kind of guy. So, like, I take my time with my eggs, my bacon, make some toast, put some jam on it. Liam bought me a little jam thing. I'm done my food, have a little fruit, and then I light my cigar in bed. Now, I'm in everything
right
now.
Did you have
any
apprehension about doing that?
Just I did. I had a lot of apprehension.
It's your bedroom and everything?
Oh, yeah. I had a lot of apprehension. I had a lot of apprehension because I was like, this is a really bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you know, this.
And did she give you any shit about it?
She was like, light it, and then if you're gonna smoke it, just go step outside. Like, enjoy, have a drink, have a little sip, So I light it, and she opens up all the windows and puts a fan. Not Winston Churchill lived in a room.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, this guy.
It probably smelled. I'm sure it smelled
so bad. Yeah, so bad.
Because you know he's ripping ass all day.
Oh,
eating,
fuck,
like,
yeah.
Shit and drink.
Oh,
and
I mean,
smoke a cigar, like, one after another.
Just, oh, he smoked probably four cigars a day.
Oh my God, dude.
And he lived to be 90.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And so I decided to go.
It
really is. But I think that's what inspired me about this was watching The Darkest Hour and then reading. I've been obsessed with history and reading everything I have. Isn't it fucking crazy?
It's funny that you say that. It's such a Bert thing to be like, I watched a show and be like, I'm obsessed with this topic now.
I can talk at length about czars.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, I'm going to just try. I'll try it. And then, you know, because I also wanted to jog and I felt pretty good. And I was like, I'm not going to drink a glass of scotch if I'm going to get workout. Maybe I'll just do a little bit, throw it on Instagram, and then be done my day. I light the cigar. I take a sip of scotch, and it feels good. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, it's warm, and it feels good. And I went, hmm. And then Leanne opens the door, turns the fan on, and the smoke's all kind of pulling out. And I'm like, you know? And I'm feeling good in bed. I'm in bed with a cigar. And I'm like.
And scotch.
And I took my time with it, right? I got the important thing about drinking. Mm-hmm. That I think people miss.
Yep.
And by the way, I talked about this ad nauseum in therapy. Mm-hmm. My fucking therapist goes, I mean, I'm not, I maybe I've had a drink once this year or once last year. And I went, once? And he goes, you know, if I go to dinner, I'll get a Jack and Coke. And I went, Jack and Coke? I go, what are we, sophomores in college? And he goes, actually, I found that drink was a sophomore in college. I was like, no shit.
Yeah.
I was like, drink like a fucking man. I go, you're out. Get like, I, like, and then I started.
This is what you told your therapist.
Yeah. And I was like, I go, there are drinks for, I go, like, if you tell me an occasion, I'll tell you a drink you should have. If we're going to have golf and someone says Bloody Mary, I go double. I want Tito's, and I better see you again on the front nine. Like, that's the drink I want. In a pool on a Saturday at around 11, dude, gin and tonic. Are you fucking kidding me? Mm-hmm. Like, there are drinks to have at certain times in your life where you go, this is what I'm going to have. In a sauna, not bad. They're probably not a fan of that, but Bud Light Seltzer, and I had the Christmas edition. Uh-huh. And so I take my time, and I think, all you really want out of alcohol, really honestly, the only good thing about alcohol is that first drink buzz. That first drink buzz that goes, I remember this so specifically. We did Sober October, and I had been on a tear for fucking really bad up until we did the first Sober October. And then me and Ari go to New Orleans, and we have that first drink, and we bought really nice first drinks, our first drink. And I was like, oh, I don't know if I want to drink. So I hadn't drank in a month, and I felt really good. And then we went on the street, and that buzz from the first drink and a half, kicked in. Now, there's a girl, I won't say her name because but I know her dad's name's John, and her mom's name's Claire. But this is a true story. This little girl would come to our house growing up with our daughters, and she would dance. She would dance by herself with no music. And she would just sit, everyone would go do something, and she'd just sit in our room and just dance and do like moves that were like her own little moves. And she was like maybe 7 years old. And I used to stare at this kid and go, what the fuck is she dancing to? Like, what makes her dance? And all of a sudden, I'm in New Orleans on the street, and that buzz kicks in, and I go, I know why she dances. It's this feeling. And when you're a kid, that's pure. Yeah. You get that as a kid.
But when you're an adult, you need alcohol.
You need one drink. Yeah. One drink, and you all of a sudden, you feel the lightness of like, hey man, fuck coronavirus, fuck cancer, fuck all this. I got alcohol. Alcohol, it makes it all go away. And it's such a beautiful, beautiful thing. But what happens is, with me and with people watching this, is all of a sudden you go, all right, let's turn it into a night.
Yeah.
And if you can find, and this is what I really respect about you, because you can do this. Joe can do this. I think Ari can do it. But if you can find that one drink where you get the lightness, mm-hmm. And then you go, I'm going to get my shit together. I'm going to go to sleep. I got a busy day tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's your power. And once you get that power, you can celebrate that power.
I got
you. So last night, so I do that. I have one drink, and I enjoy it. I never enjoyed a fucking scotch. I enjoyed the scotch. I enjoyed the cigar. Smoked the whole cigar down to the nub. Finished the scotch. Chewed on the ice. When the ice is perfect and it still tastes like scotch, and you're like, my glass is empty. I get done, put on my workout gear, run 6 miles, right? Run 6 fucking miles. The whole time I'm like, suck my dick, Winston Churchill. Did you run 6 miles after your fucking day?
Definitely not.
Okay, but he also fought the fucking Nazis. But anyway, but so there's a lot of things I didn't do that he did. So I find my power. Now, here's the sketchy part.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless. When Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, more like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over, and setting up on Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
When you don't always have that power, you're fluctuating between weakness and power. Your weakness is, I'm on the treadmill, I'm almost done, it's my last mile, maybe I'll grab a beer. Oh, why is your brain saying that? Well, you know what, let's open a bottle of rosé, it's noon. Well, why is your brain saying that? Oh, you know what, let's smoke a blunt. Let's smoke one of Snoop's blunts, just take a hit. Wait, why is your brain saying that? Let's have another cigar. That's the weakness, right?
Yeah.
If you can conquer the weakness, then you celebrate your power. And your power is that one drink at 8 a.m. with a cigar. And I will be doing this again, because it's such a great feeling to be at 11:30 at night, to have no buzz whatsoever, feel totally sober, and go, I had a fucking pretty amazing day.
Mm-hmm.
So last night, good news comes. Leanne opens a bottle of champagne. And I go, I don't even question it. I'm celebrating my power, right? So we have a couple glasses of champagne. I never feel champagne. It's not real.
No.
Right?
Fucking for chicks.
Jesus
yeah.
Christ.
Chick drink.
Sidebar. Winston Churchill used to drink a bottle of champagne at lunch, which I might start doing. Who doesn't want a little treat? It's called.
First of all, it's champagne. It's like fucking, you know, sparkling water. It's
Kool-Aid.
Fine.
It's like Kool-Aid.
It's like Kool-Aid.
It's like Kool-Aid and someone's back. So, by the way, that's my weakness, is I went back to Kool-Aid when I was celebrating my power. So,
oh, man.
Last night, couple
this
glasses.
Is so fantastic.
A couple glasses of champagne and like a couple Zoom conference, you know, things.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Everyone's cheersing each other.
Yep.
And I go, Johnny Walker Blue, I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you with a cigar. Celebrate my power. And I say, hey, Leanne, let's go take the dogs on a walk, right? In between celebrations. Yep. I would never do that. I would sit there with a fucking make a drink, take a run, you know, roadie.
Yeah.
I don't. I celebrate my power. I come back. I have a drink. Lindsay texts me, hey, I need that. And I'm like, ah, you know what? I'm celebrating. I FaceTimed three people to thank them. You, Rogan, and Dr. Drew are the three people I FaceTimed that were separate. I'll tell you why in a second. But or later. But and then I talked to you and Push on the phone. I finished my glass of Johnny Walker Blue. I didn't even smoke my whole cigar. I'm celebrating power. And then I went in, I sat with my daughters, I started drinking Kool-Aid, and I hydrated, I went to sleep, and I woke up feeling amazing. And I ran the fastest 3 miles I've run to date this morning because I didn't feel hungover.
Yeah.
I was like, you know how me, I am. I still work out when I'm hungover as fuck.
Oh, I know.
And, yeah. And can I tell you the best part of it is, and this is what fucks my brain up, is I knew I could run hard because I knew I was having this Bud Light Seltzer this morning. And in celebrating my power, I said, I'm going to have one. I didn't know it was going to be a tall boy. I was like, I'm going to have one Bud Light Seltzer, and then I'm going to keep doing my day.
Yeah.
Celebrate my power.
Well, this seems like a really, like...
Like, I think I'm crazy.
Well...
I really think... Hey, you switched to casts!
Oh, it's just a brace. I work for driving.
Okay, This show's better when we drink.
This is... I was going
to
say...
I can't wait till you move to Austin. We are just going to get fucking tossed every time.
I feel like you really had a revelation. This is like a breakthrough. I think we should snip the last 20 minutes, and you should send that to your therapist for sure.
Oh, I talked to him about it yesterday.
And?
And he was, you know, I don't know if I con my therapists into telling me I don't have a problem.
Uh-huh.
Or like telling me I'm like normal.
Yeah.
But like... The thing, he goes, you need to write a book about drinking. Like, he goes, you make me want to drink. And I was like, yeah, but the thing is like...
Seems like the effect goes, you want.
From he goes, you know, he goes, it was, I go, you know what he said to me yesterday? He's like, you know, I said to him, I see a sunset. Now, Leanne, I don't know if Leanne's ever seen a sunset. I don't know if she has ever stopped to look at a sunset. There are certain people that don't see sunsets. They just don't see them. Like, I'm always looking for them. The same way, I guess, that certain people see and talk to ghosts or... Like, I do that with sunsets.
You do mention sunsets a lot.
Man. I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed that... Can I tell you what I love about a sunset? And this is what I love about my power, is we're one beer in and I'm having beautiful thoughts.
Yeah, you definitely are.
They're so fleeting. There's beautiful... You know what it's like, women? It's like, they're beautiful, 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 and then they turn 50 and they're like, oh, it's all dark.
Hey, dude.
Oh, that was horrible!
Well, especially because you're married to a 50.
Oh, yeah.
You basically just said, my wife's not beautiful anymore.
She's beautiful in her own way. If you like a domineering woman who likes to tell you what to do and then drive. She drove me to Two Bears today because I was like, I'm definitely having one drink. She goes, and then I was like, I don't drink and drive. So she's driving me here and then to my voice.
You are, by the way, for a guy known for partying and drinking and really going over the top, you always responsibly get yourself transported.
I have a lot of rules, I think, in my head where I follow a lot of certain rules that maybe not everyone follows. Like the vaccine stuff, like someone hit me up and was like, hey man, I can get you a hookup on a vaccine. And I was like, I can't do that. And they're like, yeah, but you're, you know, it would be better for you and the people you work with. I go, I can't do that. I'm like, not that guy. Like, I appreciate it, and I don't have a problem with people cheating and getting the vaccine at all. I would never call someone on it. I know people that have done it, but I'm not, I don't give a fuck. Like, my rules are weird in my head. Here's the thing about sunsets, right? I think it's growing up in Florida is like, there's something about, I would love to know if this is a Florida thing. Laying in the sun is like meditation. Like, if I lay in the sun and I can feel the sun hitting my skin and warming me, all of a sudden, it's like a Xanax. It just pulls all my energy out. But it's got to be like a nice hot sun where you're like, where like God's breathing on you. Sunsets, and I tell this to my therapist, I said, I don't think I'll ever see a sunset and not want to have a cocktail. Because the sunset's great. It is great. I can enjoy them.
Yeah.
But when you have one cocktail and a sunset, all of a sudden the sunset's got like hopes and dreams and it's just so much bigger. And then he goes, you know, Bert, alcohol does pair nicely with a sunset. And I was like, it also pairs nicely with boredom. If you're doing nothing, alcohol is a fucking great companion.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great companion for a lot of things, right?
I want marijuana to do that for me.
It can.
Dude, you fucked me up about trauma.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, you fucked everybody up with your story that we found out you left a little detail out of.
What story? I don't know.
So we talked about how there's events that can traumatize you and have an effect. And you said when we talked about it last that you know, it was like eye opening to you that, yeah, you've been traumatized, you know.
Oh my God.
And you shared a story about getting back from, I think, Russia. And
hold on, let me plug these in.
Yeah.
Oh, who watches Leanne's fucking podcast? It's like, I feel like Kevin Brennan when he talked about cheating on his wife at the end of the Opie and Anthony show, and he goes, "You listen to the end of the show?"
Well, so you told us this story about how you got back and you had an STD scare, and that the horrific thing that happened to you is that you were cheated on while you were in Russia, I believe. And then a couple days later, after that podcast comes out, you do Leanne's, and this is on there.
Look at that. That's a glass. This was a blackout night.
This was a blackout night?
Yeah, because we opened a bottle of champagne to do the podcast. It was our 300th, or no, it was our 3-year anniversary.
Uh-huh.
And then it just, and I ended up listening to the Grateful Dead, fucking drinking wine by myself in the man cave, smoking a cigar silently. It wasn't like a fun buzz. Look at that young lady, or the woman now, the woman that treated me that way, and I go, oh, I made mistakes. I cheated on her with Erica.
Yeah.
Like, I definitely did. She caught me. She deserved to do it. I don't think she ever intended.
Wait,
or
you
anything.
Cheated on her first?
I cheated. Okay. Yeah, listen. Why are we going to get
hold
into this?
On? I should have never time.
Said that. I should have never said this. See, that's the
time out.
That's the part I never. Should.
Hold on.
Okay.
You cheated on her first.
Can you take this out of the
hold on? No, no, no. You cheated on her first, and then you claim to be traumatized by her.
Okay.
You left that out of the story.
Yeah, sometimes, man. You paint your own narrative.
So you were like, she really hurt me. Like, she broke me in. I was so hurt. And then you leave out the details. So when did you cheat on her? Before you left Russia? Or
oh, yeah. No, before. Oh. Yeah. I cheated on her pretty aggressively.
You don't think that's an important detail?
No.
You just want to be like, she hurt me.
It's about how it affects you, correct?
Right.
Like, oh, fuck, yeah. I wish I'd never said that.
Oh,
God,
that
damn,
so
I talked
good.
To the...
I watched the... It was in my stories, and I was like, what?
Fucking Leanne's such a bitch.
Yeah.
Why would she put that in? I told Halston to edit that out. Yeah, I was a fucking... Man, have you ever been walked in on getting when you're cheating?
No. You had that happen? So wait, paint the
you
picture.
You want to call the chick and talk about it?
Well, wait, paint the picture first.
So the whole picture or just that little bit?
Well, like, paint the picture of the incident. Like, so you have a girlfriend. What's her name? Or
can't say
okay,
it.
You,
but, can't say it because it's not fair to her.
That's fair. That's fine.
Yeah.
So can we just give her a name? Sarah? You're like, oh, it's fucking her name.
Let's give her Jennifer. I dated a million Jennifers. Okay. Right now, Jen is like, fuck off.
Okay, so you're dating Jennifer, and you end up, you did say the name Erica, right? You can't
Erica,
say
I can tell you, yeah.
So Erica's the one that you hook up, like, cheat with.
Erica was... I ended up living with Erica in New York.
Okay, but for this particular incident, you're dating Jennifer, and wait, are you back at your place?
So I, just to give you a little context, hold on, let's pull it back to there. So I meet Erica at spring break, and she's just different than the other person I've been dating.
Yeah,
and,
Jennifer.
And, yeah, different, and really fun, and not as heavy as, and doesn't know anything that's going on in my life at the time, which was really nice, because my parents were splitting up. And so I start hanging out with Erica, and then I'm like, they're in the same city, but I tell Jennifer that I was going out with my friends, and then I go out with my buddy Obi and this girl Susan and then Erica, and the four of us would go out and hang out. Mm-hmm. And it didn't seem bad at first, and then Erica and I started hooking up, and then I'm up. Obi and I lived in an attic, and fucking Eddie is such a cunt. She walks in and she's like, "Hey, is Bert here?" And Eddie's like, "Upstairs." Fucking Eddie.
Tells her.
Yeah, tells her. Because we were fighting at the time. Me and Eddie were fighting at the time. And he's like, "Upstairs." And she walks upstairs. He could have just said no.
Yeah.
And she walks upstairs and she walks in. And Eric and I are on a futon. And she sees us and she goes, "Hi, I'm Jennifer. I'm Bert's girlfriend." And Erica is still one of the funniest people. She goes, "I think he's talked about you." And then she looks at me and she goes, "I'm gonna leave." And I was like, "Yeah, it's a good call." It was chill bumps. It was gross. It was so douche chills. I fucked up big time. And I was like, I don't know.
Talked it out with her, like right then and there?
We talked it out. We broke up. I started dating Erica. And then Eric and I broke up. But dating Erica is a weird thing to say because we dated, but I don't know. We're still really close. So it was like a weird, Eric and I had a kind of a bond that formed then that wasn't as much sexual as it was like sincerely just finding a best friend. Mm-hmm. So finding someone you could talk to that all of a sudden you couldn't talk to other people. Like it was like you. I honestly, there's a handful of people I've run into in my life that I hold on to. Erica's by far, I talked to her the other day. I literally talked to her the other day for a long time. We broke up, and then Eric and I kind of just we still hung out. We hung out. We ended up living together in New York. Like, we always hung out.
But you weren't dating when you were in New York, or you were?
Okay.
Kind
of, but not really, but kind of. I don't know. Eric and I have always been very complicated, and I think that, you know, even Leanne always was, like, awkward with Eric and I, my relationship. Never because we hooked up, because we have a real sincere closeness.
Yeah.
That, she knows me really well, and she can make me giggle really hard. Mm-hmm. She's a really cool chick. She's always been a cool chick.
Yeah.
And fucking very different. Like, just the way her brain works is like... And so, man, it was awkward getting walked in on cheating.
It sounds... Ooh. Were you guys actually doing it when she walked in?
I think we might have been kissing or something.
Yeah. Because if it's in, like if you have it in and somebody walks in, that's totally...
Ooh. Oh, my buddy had that happen.
Yeah.
Get ready to bleep all the fucking names. Ready?
Or just don't say them.
No, just bleep the names.
Okay.
Bleep the names. Huh? Walked in on fucking his girlfriend.
Oh, my God.
I know. Can I tell you that because of that experience, you ready for this? Because of that experience, I started headlining the improvs.
Yeah.
Yep. This guy witnesses that. Comes over.
Walks in on that.
Walks in on it. First thing he says is, "Oh my God, you're..." Okay? And he's like, "What the fuck?" Comes over to me and Leanne's house and is crying. And I ended up writing a joke about it because it was I was like, you know, it's fun to make someone laugh, but it's more fun to really twist the screws and make someone cry harder. And so, because he would talk about it and I was hungover and I didn't really have any connection to it. I was like, I know this hurts, but then I was like,
it's kind of fun to make fun of.
I was like, yeah, you're going to have a hard time watching now. Yeah. And he was like, just edit all the ones that I cover my hands up with. So that night I go to the improv and Chris Porter's headlining. They call me up and they're like, "Hey, we have Chris Porter. He's just going to do 30 minutes because he's showcasing for all the improv owners. Can you come out and do another 30 minutes after him?" And I'm like, of course. Matt Fultron's there. It's me, Chris Porter, and Matt Fultron.
And you're where? Here in LA?
Irvine. Or Brea. And so Chris Porter fucking destroys. And I have to follow him. And so And as I follow him, I watch. It's kind of a part of my career where you're like, oh, of course that's me. I watch everyone that owns an improv get up and walk out of the room and follow Chris. I'm like, cool with it. Whatever. I'm still getting a spot and I'm getting paid. I don't give a fuck. So I get up and I just tell the story of I had a weird day today. I had my friend come over and he was crying. And it's so much fun to watch someone cry and then really twist the screws. And you go, you're like, oh my God, did you? And I make a joke about it, right? Erin from the improv stays. She stays that night and watches my set. And in the middle of the set, the guy calls. That guy, right?
Yeah.
And he goes, hey, what are you doing? And I see his name. I go, oh my God, do you remember at the beginning of the night when I said that my friend came over crying? He's crawling right now. Let's see if we can get him to cry. So I answer the phone. I go, hey, buddy, how you doing? And he was like, oh, not so good. And the place is grabbing their chairs going like, oh. And I go, hey. And I had, and by the way, this is back when I was completely reckless.
Yeah.
I said the guy's name, the guy who he walked in on's name. I said everyone's name, right? I said everyone's name. I was like, it was back before the internet.
No, it wasn't.
No, but before social media where they'd tweet it out and then all of a sudden it would go viral, right? Yeah. So I start.
This was in 85.
I start making jokes about it to him and he starts crying harder and harder and harder and he's sobbing and the room is fucking falling apart, but it's the best laugh because they want to laugh but they can't,
right?
Because it's like study hall
they're
laugh,
like, they're like holding on.
And then I get done and Erin comes back to the green room. She's like, was that real? And I was like, oh yeah. And she was like, you're headlining all the improvs. She's like, you're my new favorite comic. And she's like, that was the most amazing set I've ever seen. And it was just fun because I remember those Brea sets were God, man, I'd go back to that any day.
The Brea shows were my... Brea, I prefer...
I got to kill this
original.
Quickly.
Go ahead. Yeah, yeah. I like the original space. The one that before.
The one that every at 11:45 would start smelling like shit.
Yes. I like that
they
one.
They had to duct tape all...
I love it.
The fucking...
That's my club. The original space for Brea.
All right. It's
and
10.
There we go. It's 11 a.m.
All right. We have voiceover at 2.
Okay. You want to crack another?
Nope.
Okay.
We are celebrating my power.
Celebrate your power. You want to finish mine?
Nope.
It's completely full.
Why don't you? Don't you want a little buzz?
Yeah. Yeah. I got
then it. Then taste it.
Let me see.
It's really tasty.
That's strong.
Is it?
No, but it's good.
How many beers is in one of these?
How many beers is in
one
of
these? You know what I mean? Like, I can wrap.
That's two beers.
That's it?
Yes, 25 ounces.
The perfect buzz. A two-beer buzz?
Yeah.
Dude, let's write a fucking summer hit. That's a two-beer buzz. You just named it. Let's write a summer hit where me and you sing it.
You're moving. Oh, a song?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you were talking about a movie.
No. Okay. No, we're definitely doing that.
Okay.
We're definitely doing that.
I didn't know we sing songs. So.
We'll be movie stars in like a year.
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy.
It's going to be pretty cool.
Do you think we'll still do this when we're billionaires?
Probably not.
Let's do a... Oh, my God. Did you see the king? We were still looking for princes. The king of Thailand had his sister's ankles broken?
No.
Take him off the list, please. Type in king of Thailand, ankles broken.
Holy shit.
Like misery. He broke his sister's ankles because she disagreed with him.
He broke her ankles or had them broken?
I guess he probably didn't break
it. Here we go. King of Thailand reportedly accused of breaking. There it is.
Sisters.
Click that link, yeah. After she questions plan to name second queen. Okay. Holy shit.
Yeah.
He's not playing games. I like that. I respect this guy. Let's see. The unpredictable king of Thailand, I'll let you say his name, is suffering mass protests in Bangkok. Has not been accused of breaking his sister's ankles. Oh. The shocking allegation was reported by Andrew McGregor Marshall, the former Reuters bureau chief in Bangkok, in his subscription-only newsletter.
Secrets
Marshall, who is free to quote his Thai sources without fear of the country's vicious censorship laws. Can you make that bigger? Since he left Asia, reports the king is alleged to have attacked his sister after she was knocked over by his dogs. Insiders claim that he either jumped on her leg, oh my God, or beat her with a cane. What the fuck? The assault.
So it wasn't an accident?
I don't think so. The assault was allegedly prompted when she, after she confronted him over his plans to make his official consort a second queen alongside his present wife, Queen Suthida. Wow. The Thai nobility has recently been alive with rumors that King Maha X is set to elevate his official consort to the status of full queen. All right, so his sister didn't like that, and he was like, you fucking cunt. And then he
dogs, get her. Get smack, smack, smack.
Jesus. And they're like, we don't know if he jumped on her legs or beat her with a cane.
But something happened.
Her legs don't work anymore. Holy shit.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, take him off the king list.
Yeah, well, that's...
The royalty list. We're not going there.
Unless...
Unless he's down with us, then it's fine.
What if he's like, hey, they have a good sense of humor about the way I beat legs.
Do you want to see her cry? Watch this. Hey. Brings us over. Like, she just healed. I'm going to break her legs again.
Hey, I want you to bring your wives over, huh? And don't bring ice skates. I don't know what accent that is.
I don't know either.
I like doing a nondescript accent so it doesn't get called racist. Do you know how hard it was? Do you know how many takes I did of the video of the guy breaking into my house? Where, you know how hard
that
was?
That was fantastic. That was really good, man.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
That was a really good promo.
Thank you. Thank you. A lot of it did very well. I think a lot of people didn't know if it was true or not.
That's true. You fooled people.
Well, I know, but the first part of the video is the real guy.
It's the real guy.
It's the real guy that broke
into
my house.
How often is this happening?
It's happening a lot. The same guys.
They just keep coming back.
Yeah, it's they're like...
They didn't take anything this time?
The alarm goes off, and it scares them, and as soon as the alarm goes off, it calls the cops, and the cops show up within. It's really is stupid to even try. The first time they did it, they should have tried it and then literally ran away and watched to see if the cops came. And then if the cops came, they were like, oh, this is a system. But they're not that intelligent. So they broke in. The alarm went off. They ran away. And then the cops showed up. Next time they did it again, ran away. Cops showed up. Next time they did it, ran away. Cops showed up again. It was every time. And so... And there's nothing in there. There's nothing in the room because we know they're breaking in there. So we've taken everything out. So it's just pictures of me. So then I was like, I was very frustrated. And I was like, you know what? I was very frustrated. And I was having a conversation with my daughters. And I was trying to say, I feel bad for these guys. I do. I sincerely do. Because if I want something, if I want to provide for my daughters, at the lowest I was, I decided to start creating content so that I could make money to sell tickets. Like, I have a way to make money.
Mm-hmm.
I go, these guys don't have a way to make money. Like I said to them, I actually feel really bad for them, is that they're sitting in their living room in front of a bag of McDonald's going like, so, how do we get another bag of McDonald's?
Yeah.
And one guy's like, you know that one house? The alarm keeps going off, but I bet if we're really quick, we can, and like, they're not that intelligent, and yeah. I feel bad for them. I go, I could make money for them. Like, if they just came to me, and like, just went to break in, and they're like, "Hey, stop, stop, stop! We won't take anything. We don't understand how to make money. Can you help us? Like, we're just breaking into houses because we can't come up with any good ideas."
Yeah.
And then I would be like, "Hey, guys, stay there. I'll be over in 10 minutes, and I will come up with a plan for you to make money." Like, and I could do that. And I'm not saying
that
like,
would. By the way, that'd be a great video if you could make that happen.
Yeah. Just and I literally said, I want to say, how about this? Show up whenever you really need money. I'll Venmo you $200. And then don't break into my house so I have to come over there. Just don't make me wake up at 4 a.m. or 2 a.m. is when they do it, 2 and 4 a.m. every time. And so now I'm like up at 2 going like, well, it's going to happen. Sure enough, it happened. Call the cops. Hey, man, cops show up. There's fucking 9 of them. The gun's drawn. They're going to get shot. These guys are going to get shot one day for nothing, for a poster of my Netflix special. Like, that fucking seriously? So then I was like, well, if I could make these guys money, I bet I could make us money. My head, you know, my way my brain works. So I wake up George at like fucking 10 or midnight and I go, hey, let's drive over to the house. She goes, why? I go, I want to break into the house, let the alarm go off, and I want to pretend I'm those guys and we'll shoot a promo video for it. She was like, that's a fucking good idea. Let's go. So just broke into my own house, let the alarm go off.
That's great. It's a great video, man. it's that first, that one there.
I mean, this is maybe what I was hoping they were doing.
Yeah. And this is the real footage right here at the top.
Yeah, this is the real guy.
Right there.
You can't see him. He's got a mask on. Yeah. Thank God he's not bringing coronavirus in there.
Is there a door on that door pad?
Not yet.
Okay.
We're putting a...
So he walks in. He's looking around. What? And the alarm.
And the alarm goes off, and he's like, "Oh fuck!"
And then it jump cuts. That's you.
That's me.
And you're like, "Oh."
It's Bert Kreischer. He's the one doing the live stream of War Savage on the Turf for the Super Bowl February 7th at 3:15 Eastern Time. $10.
Yeah.
You know, this is just what I was hoping they would do.
Yeah. That's a great one, man.
Yeah, and so I just, and then I woke up and I saw how many views it got, and I felt bad again for the guys because I was like, ah.
What if they're just like constantly on your Instagram? They're like, oh, they put us on.
He's I mean, here's the other part is that I know that my name's everywhere, so it's all posters of me.
Speaking
in there.
Of your name,
yeah.
So I played for you the original AEW TBS broadcasters saying your name wrong. Do you have the original? Like the first time when the guy corrected him, and then
Cody's looking bigger.
He looks huge, dude. So this is the first time. This is one of this is great.
Let's see if we can get Cody on the phone too.
Oh, that'd be great. All right, so hold on. Let me hear this one because this is like you have to set up. You have to do the whole treatment. Okay, ready? Let's hear it.
Snoop and Cody Rhodes, a part of Go Big Show. Set your DVRs now to watch Snoop, Rosario Dawson, Jennifer Nettles, Cody Rhodes, and Bert Kreischer.
That's the original one.
Right. On then, Bruce Kreischer.
Then Bruce Kreischer. And then a week later, another episode comes out, and they talk about
Go
Cody.
Go Big Show.
Right here.
Thursday night on TBS. Cody Rhodes, of course, Snoop Dogg, Jennifer Nettles, Rosario Dawson, and Bert Krishna.
I mean, it's funny at this point.
At this point, I go, I hope the guy never learns my name.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I messaged Cody about it.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I just gave him a bunch of suggestions. I was like, could you please have them continue this?
It's called Cody.
Okay.
It's Excalibur is the guy's
Bert
name.
Bert Krishna.
Yeah. Bert Krishna? I mean, that's not even trying.
Hello.
Cody Rhodes, it's Bert Kreischer.
Bert Krishna.
Hey, Bert. How you doing?
Hey, listen, I'm going to pass the phone. Oh, you're on the Two Bears, One Cave with me and Tom Segura. Do you know who Tom Segura is?
Tom? I'm with Tom.
Oh, hang on. I'm passing the phone.
Cody.
Tommy Tom.
How are you, buddy?
Good, man. I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, man. Congratulations on the show. It's a big hit. Everybody loves it. I wanted to tell you, nothing is bringing this audience more joy than the broadcasters mispronouncing Bruce's name. Is that a calculated thing you guys are doing?
I really can't confirm or deny it being calculated, yeah. Nefarious or malicious intent. I can say
that it will continue.
That on the first show, I did put a sheet of paper with all the copy in front of the team to hit the names, and then they just went ham. I mean, it's a live show. Jericho's the one who really put it in the end zone with the Bruce thing. But I know his name.
Yeah.
I know Bert's name. But Bert, yeah. I mean, in wrestling, we might consider this a slight receipt because on the very first Go Big Show,
yeah,
Bert can't say the fucking word nightmare. He literally, he said nightmare. Like it has two E's. And I'm already on this show. I'm already on this show with people who are like it's Snoop Dogg, Rosario Dawson, Jennifer Nettles, and The Wrestler. So
yeah.
I really need some help when it comes to Nightmare. It didn't seem that hard. But
no.
I think he did it on purpose.
I got to tell you something. He did not. Well, he's just that way, I'll say. He pronounces that word, Nightmare. Yeah. It's I know. I could hear your eyes rolling to the top of your head. Yeah.
It's like a meerkat coming out of the ground. Like that comes out at night. That's a freaking nocturnal meerkat. It's
thank
a
you.
Nightmare.
Yes. Hey, how do you pronounce WON?
WON?
Yeah.
One.
Oh yeah. Not Juan?
Not Juan?
No, not Juan. It's not,
thank
it's
you.
Not a dish at Chinese. It's one.
I don't know about that. Maybe you should talk to Bert. Hold on a second. No, Cody, please. Please.
Hey, what can we do wrestling-wise, me and Tommy?
I should probably heal first. What do you...
You could do it. you could do a lot wrestling wise. I think it's always better if you pair yourself with an actual wrestler.
Okay.
Because I don't want you guys.
I'd hate to get hurt.
Well, I don't want your first. I think, Tom, you're probably more athletic than Bert.
So whoa, Cody!
I don't want your first outing in the ring to go bad, so we put you with somebody really good, and we'd get Bert somebody, you know, pretty decent, too. You guys really should go at it. It should be two bears going at it.
Dude, I'm so down, and so is Bruce. We should definitely keep talking about
this. We should do a jar
this.
Of honey match.
Yes, love it.
Whenever you guys want to do it, the ring is literally always set up.
It's dude, we're in. Thank you so much, and please... Please keep the mispronunciations of his name going. It is the greatest joy to literally hundreds of thousands of people.
I'll do my best.
Thank you so much. Cody, let me pass you back to Bruce.
Cody, I love you.
What up, Big B?
We're going to go back to the show. Congratulations, man. Everything is – I'm literally so impressed with the success of our show is because of you, so thank you.
Oh, man. No, it's you, baby. Thank you, Bert, very, very much. I'll do everything I can for them to get your name how you'd like it.
Hey, just make me keep giggling. When your wife tweeted, she was like, oh, shit, you got done bad again, brother.
So that gave a pregnant lady a lot of joy when Jericho screamed Bruce, because it just was the full train being off the tracks.
Oh.
Yeah, so it gave her a lot of joy. She almost hyperventilated laughing.
All right, love you, man. Take care.
Love you, buddy.
Bye.
God, he is fantastic.
Cody Rhodes.
That's fantastic.
You know, I got a real treat because when I started working with him, it was right after all the wrestling shit went down with you.
Yeah.
And he was like, what's up with Tom? Is it a work? You know, like using wrestling. Is he a jobber?
Yeah.
Or whatever the wrestling stuff is. And then I was like, I don't know, man. I'm not that big of a wrestling fan. And he was like, yeah, you are. And I was like, what? And he's like, you grew up in Florida. You're a big wrestling fan. And I was like, no, I'm not. And he was like,
do you ever see you are?
He goes, do you ever see a wrestling match? And I go, well, yeah, I saw your dad wrestle. He was like, where? I said, Tampa Armory. And he was like, you saw my dad wrestle? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, and you're telling me you're not a wrestling fan? And I was like, nah, like I was a big fan of the Von Erich brothers. And he was like, hold on, you know who the Von Erichs are? And I was like, well, yeah. And I was like, everyone does. He goes, no, only people from Florida do. I was a huge wrestling fan.
It was the
up.
Best when you FaceTime me from the set one day and you're like, hey, this is so and so, and then you're like, oh, here's Cody. And he was like, hey, he goes, hey, man, come on, man. With the wrestling shit, could you fucking knock it off? He totally broke me when he did that.
He was, dude, he's like, honestly, out of all the people that are doing the Go Big Show, I think Snoop is the reason the show's doing well because everyone loves Snoop.
Yeah.
Everyone
internationally
loves Snoop.
Iconic.
We should do a Snoop Dogg Day like we did Winston Churchill Day.
And just
smoke blunts in bed with a scarf on our head.
Do you know how quick our day would be over?
Oh, let's see if we can call Snoop.
Okay. I'm down.
You think he'll answer? Here's the better question. Do you think he gave me the right number?
No.
I've got three Snoop numbers.
They're definitely people on the team.
All right, let's call Snoop. See if he answers. What time is it?
It's 11:30.
He's waking up. We're going to do an International Snoop Dogg Day.
Okay. It
would be great if he was like, this is Snoop's phone. I can already tell he's not answering. Snoop. Calvin? Snoop? Snoop? It's Bert.
I got so nervous.
Bert Kreischer.
What you doing, Snoop?
Shit, I was halfway in a dream and I heard your motherfucking voice. You just smashed me out of it.
Hey, listen, well, I'm on a podcast right now. We're talking about Go Big Show. And we want to do a Snoop Dogg Day where we wake up like you do and smoke a blunt in the morning in bed. You think we can greenlight something like that?
I think we can, because that's what I'm finna do right now. You put me in the mood. I'm reaching for Mars right now.
And then you pick the playlist of music we listen to.
I fucking love it. Tell me when to go.
All right. Perfect. I'll set it up. How's everything going? Good?
Man, Bert, you a bad motherfucker, man. I've been watching your ass away from this shit. You a bad motherfucker, man.
Oh, that is the biggest compliment I could ever get paid. I'm cracking another drink. I got to go and do ADR for Go Big Show today at 2:00. And I am,
man,
toasted.
I want to go on that cabin show with you next time you shoot that shit. That shit's fucking retarded. It's hilarious. I love it. I love it.
Done deal, Snoop. Done deal. Done deal. I'm sitting here with Tom Segura. You know Tom?
What up, Tom?
What's up, Snoop?
You know Tom and I are. You know Tom and I are doing a Super Bowl show with Warren Sapp.
Now Warren Sapp is a crazy motherfucker, man.
Yeah, we're going fishing. You want to go fishing with me, Tom and Warren?
I'd love to. I've never been fishing before.
Hey, we're going. When are we going? Do you know?
Friday the 5th.
We're going Friday on February 5th. If you want to go, I'll send you a text.
In Tampa?
No, in L.A.
Oh, hell yeah. Fuck yeah.
Okay. I'll text you. I'll send you. That'd be fun, man. Warren would love
Please,
it.
Man, I've never done that adventurous wildlife, naturistic shit. I'm down with it now. Let's go.
Okay. I'll send you a text, and let's do it.
All right, bro. Thanks, man. Appreciate you.
All right. Much love. Take care, Snoop. Right. Get a good sleep. All right. Bye. Peace.
We should wrap up the show.
That's it. That's fucking.
Bert, let's celebrate your power.
And murder that. I'll murder this. Oh, ladies God. And gentlemen, this is Two Bears, One Cave. I'm tingling right now.
That's pretty exciting.
That's the weirdest thing that ever happened to me.
Bert.
Tom.
The most iconic rapper from our youth just called you a bad motherfucker who's coming fishing. Yeah.
I'm about to cry.
Yeah. That was pretty great.
He gave me his real number.
Yeah.
I didn't expect that at all.
I would mark that one since you have three.
You're sleeping.
Yeah, he definitely was. You woke his ass up. It's 11:30.
Oh, we got to do Two Bears, One Cave National Snoop Day.
Yes.
Where everyone smokes blunts in beds, puts scarves on their head, and listens to a Snoop Dogg playlist of just great fucking music. You know what we could do?
What?
We could do Two Bears, One Cave Live,
oh
right?
Oh, my God.
Two Bears, One Cave Live with Snoop, right?
Oh, yeah.
With Snoop, and we'll do it early. We'll take this, and we'll put a bed in here. Well, already I think Snoop's going to be like, oh, we're all in the same bed.
I don't think he would like that.
And but what we do is we just have a playlist, and yeah. Snoop is like the DJ, and he does the playlist.
Yeah.
And we're all smoking blunts, and everyone can go wake up, and they can play, like, wake up with us and hit that playlist and then just chill. Like, you know, like the watch. I'm a little buzzed. I'm way too buzzed. I'm losing my power right now.
I still feel it.
Where everyone gets that playlist, so then you can do it at your leisure, and you can do it on repeat. You can save it. So then one morning when you're like, man, I'm having a fucked up day. I want to do a wake and bake with Snoop, Tom, and Bert. It's like almost something that's like a treat for you all the time.
Yeah.
So then you go, I want to listen to great music. They can listen to the best music. Snoop picks a playlist. And me, you, and Tom, and me, you, and Snoop are all smoking blunts and listening to that playlist.
I love it. I love it.
This is fucking great.
Yeah. This is going to be a great day.
I can't believe he fucking answered the phone.
I know. You definitely woke him up.
I definitely woke him up.
He was like, what?
No.
I wonder what his night was like. Did he go to bed like 4 hours
he
ago?
He does not party, man.
Really?
He really, honestly, he's like a work owl. Like, he gets every night, you'd be like, Snoop, what are you doing? He's like, I got to go to work. And he'd just go back and he'd work on beats and put down raps. And then he'd wake up and he's like, oh, I wrote a rap about the show. And you're like, what? And he's like, wrote a rap about the Go Big Show. Bert, what was he saying? What was his rap about me? Bert, make do it till it hurts. Bert, something like that. And that's the way he is. And doesn't, not a big drinker. I was telling my dad, like, is he a big drinker? When we drank together, he pulled out the mixer, like, of margaritas.
Yeah.
And was like, do you want a shot? And I was like, there's nothing in that. And he was like, for real? I was like, yeah. He's like, I'm not a big drinker. And I was like, no shit. You're about to drink the margarita mix.
Yeah.
And like, it's the tequila.
So he is what you want your alcohol converting to weed to be. You realize that? Like, he's all about weed.
He's all about weed. I asked him why he doesn't drink. Man, maybe he should answer that question.
Okay.
It wasn't bad though, but it was like, it was just he doesn't like being out of control.
Yeah, I understand that.
And I was like, oh, I love them not being in control.
I definitely identify with that. That's why I don't really
So funny, my therapist does too.
Yeah. I don't like drinking too much, especially in an environment where I'm not, like, you know.
For real?
Yeah. Because I don't want to feel out of control.
I would never drink. Like, if Netflix threw a party and they were like, hey, we're going to invite a bunch of the comics and, you know, they've been on our thing,
I wouldn't drink there, you know?
Yeah.
But if we go to the store, I'm drinking. And if we go, like I would never drink at Travel Channel stuff. When I worked at Travel Channel, I would never drink at any of their events.
I don't like drinking, like, before or during stand-up, though.
I don't like drinking before stand-up. I don't mind having a drink at the end of my set.
Yeah.
Like the last 15, 20 minutes, having a cocktail.
Yeah.
I don't mind that. I love that. I love that. It's like my favorite part.
Really?
Yeah, I really
tell
love
me
alcohol.
About. You said you watched a new Ted Bundy.
Yeah,
I didn't really think you were
I should probably not. It's interesting. I could be very wrong.
He was a real rascal, that guy. He was.
He was, man. He was a roustabout.
He was a knucklehead. If I ever saw one. So was Hitler, by the way.
Hitler had some bad ideas.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny that this Ted Bundy one is painted about feminism. I think it's to promote feminism.
Where did you see this?
On Netflix, I think. On Netflix.
And it's new?
It's brand new. Ted Bundy, Netflix. It's a brand new one. No, it's not a Conversations with a Killer. It's about it's interesting because my wife was like, the girls need to watch this, which I was like, I don't think they need to see
anything. That's not it.
It's not that one. And maybe he's falling for a killer. Yeah, it's probably that one. Yeah, I think it's that one. It's on Amazon. It's on Amazon.
Okay.
And so.
But that's not that's, new
yeah,
either.
That, no. This one, have you seen the picture of this lady?
Yeah.
So this is the lady who
that actually had a kid with him. No, that dated him before.
Dated him, and she had a kid.
Yeah.
By the way, I have to say this: her daughter, who I think Ted Bundy might have molested.
Are you going to click on the thing? Is that from this year or from last year, though? Okay, so it's last year.
Is it last year?
Yeah.
It's really fucking fascinating. But I think it's done. I could be wrong, or maybe I'm just jaded as fuck as a dude. But I think it's meant to promote feminism. Meaning this whole thing is mostly about how rape culture was permissible. And the idea back then was like, if a guy's raping you, let it happen.
And then
they don't kill you. And I think that's what this is about. But it's fascinating because my daughters and my wife kept, I don't even know if they were doing it on purpose. They were like, how powerful, how strong she is, how brave she is. That was the thing going around the room. And then I was like, I don't know, I'm an asshole a little bit. But I was like, they were saying, hey, there's a guy named Ted killing women in a brown VW who looks like this. And she's like, that's my boyfriend. But what's interesting is that the cops wouldn't listen to her because she was a woman.
Yeah.
So it was, I don't know. I could be very off on this. All I'll tell you is that the girls are obsessed with it. We should have ended with the Snoop thing. We should have definitely closed on Snoop. Snoop Dogg answered the phone.
Well, let's keep the celebrity.
Hold on one second. If you said to me, in 1991, I'm sitting at Florida State, Doe Campbell Stadium, and a operative from the future, meaning like a guy in a time travel machine, comes back. He's got glasses on. He looks kind of suspicious, but he comes up to me at a football game, and I'm drinking beer out of a Ziploc bag, or drinking whiskey out of a Ziploc bag with my buddies.
Jesus.
And he's like, hey, see that guy on the field right there? I go, you mean Warren Sapp? He's like, yeah. He's like, okay. He's like, you'll be doing a show with him. I'm like, wait, what? You'll be doing a show with Warren Sapp and Tom Segura. Who the fuck's Tom Segura? That's not important.
That's okay. He's in elementary school.
Elementary school right now. Yeah. He goes, you know what's even funnier? You're going fishing with him and Snoop Dogg. I go, the rapper? He's like, you, him, and Snoop Dogg, and Tom Segura. Who the fuck's Tom Segura? You're all going. I would never believe this is my life.
It's incredible. That phone call, I'm so glad it's recorded. It's so great. It really is. Snoop woke up. You woke him up. He took fucking 15 seconds to say hello. And then he told you you're a bad motherfucker. He's been watching your shit. Loves the idea of Snoop Celebration Day. And then is open to coming fishing. It's pretty amazing, man. And that's all because you own your power.
How fucked up we're going to get on that fishing trip?
I think you are.
You don't think you're going to smoke a blunt or
100? Oh, if Snoop comes? Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be...
And you know, like, whoever is, like, you know, the captain of the ship's going to be like, guys, I'll just let it go.
Gentlemen,
could you tell Doggy Dog to...
Mr. Dog.
Mr. Dog, don't throw that in the ocean if you don't mind.
Oh, how great's that going to be? We should call Warren and tell him we're going fishing with Snoop.
Tell him.
All right. Oh, can you believe the people I'm calling? Well, I wish I could get rid of that. I wish I could be like cool with it.
Yeah.
I'll never get cool with it. I know that people go, Bert, you're also on television, but I don't give a fuck. It's so exciting that you have Snoop Dogg's number
or
Warren Sapp's number. Why the fuck does, like, how does anyone get comfortable with that? Like, do you realize how much I would abuse... what's the guy's name who did Seinfeld, Roast Seinfeld?
Larry David?
If I had Larry David's number, fuck.
Can I tell you when I walked by his house?
No.
I walked by his house like a few months ago. And a kid, like a college kid, was walking down the street. He's like, hey, Tom. I go, he goes, I can't believe you're here. And I go, oh, yeah, I'm just going for a walk. He goes, it's Larry David's house. I go, oh, cool. I don't think he probably wants you to do that. And he goes,
that's Larry David's house.
Yeah. He goes, he lives right here. I go, yeah, you said it. And he goes, can you believe it? Like, you're here right now, and you're standing in front of Larry David's house. I go, stop saying that. You make it sound like I'm looking for him. He's like,
Larry!
Yeah, I was like,
it's
God,
Tom Segura!
He's like, yeah, man. And then he sees me walk by again. He goes, Larry David, right here. Points to his house. I'm like, God damn it, man. They're going to think I'm stalking him. Are you calling him?
Call him Warren Sapp.
Okay.
All right. What are the odds he answers?
20%? 15?
I guarantee he's scuba diving right now.
Oh, yeah. 10%?
You know he's at I think he's at Roham Marley's.
Oh, nice.
Thing in
Jamaica.
I think that's where he's been scuba diving every fucking day. He's gonna be the best.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice.
Okay. All right.
He's gonna love it though when he hears it.
Well, this is gonna be a fucking great.
Real quick, before we go, this is a great celebrity day for sure.
Yeah.
So far, what was your dream about?
It made me smile today. It made me smile.
You're having a great day.
I'm actually having the best day of my life.
Yeah.
I don't think people say that enough.
I don't either.
I think you just got to lower your threshold for what you believe is a great day.
Yeah.
And then start telling people, this is the greatest day I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
And then you start believing it. It's like the self-fulfilling prophecy. Dude, I listened to Jocko Willink.
Yeah.
I listened to his book last night. It's really fucking good. It's really fucking good.
I believe it.
So listening to Jocko's book,
mm-hmm,
on to audiobook,
yeah,
and then sleeping throughout it, and I have the greatest dream I've ever had in my life. And I have had a lot of great dreams. All I'm saying is that I woke up smiling.
Okay.
I woke up smiling, and then I remembered this dream, and I smiled throughout remembering this dream.
Yeah.
On the treadmill, I started smiling, going, oh.
What a great dream.
So I guess I read an article that Paris Hilton's trying to have a child.
Okay.
With her boyfriend. Google it, Nadav, if you could. Her boyfriend, I'm sure, is 23. He's a DJ. I don't know anything about him, but I'm ballparking it.
Okay. What did he search?
I may drink all day long and lose my power.
Her boyfriend, Carter Room?
Yeah. How old is he, and what does he do?
Let's see.
Type in, go to his, I'm sure it's a Snapchat or a TikTok. Paris looks so good.
She's 39. She looks great.
That's young in my opinion.
Yeah.
I know that she's trying to get pregnant. They want twins? Of course they want twins. 3 or 4 children? I'd love Paris Hilton. Okay. Oh, he's got weird nipples.
Okay.
So I don't like his nipples.
Hey, go play that video. I want to see those nipples.
Got to mute that,
and they don't move.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway.
All right.
So I have a dream.
So look up the guy's name and let's get his age.
So you're gonna get a little bit of this, okay? So in this dream, I'm making a movie. Okay.
Okay.
And they want to keep my cast. Carter Rerun is his name?
I don't think it's Carter Rerun.
Oh, he's 39 too.
Same age.
What does he do?
Says he's a businessman.
Oh, God damn it, Carter. I'm sorry. Anyway, so in this dream, I'm making a movie, and they tell me, I want to keep your cast secret, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, all right, I should know who they are. So they're like, no, you guys are going to live together for a week. We're going to put you guys in like a one-bedroom hostel where you guys are, it's like big, but it's like slumber parties because you love slumber parties. I was like, I love slumber parties.
Yes.
And they're like, all right, so just so you know, you'll wake up in the morning and everyone will be there. So I'm like, okay. So I get drunk. I fly all the way to I pass out. You should probably take the country out that I'm saying. So just take it out both times, just in case. So I get drunk. I sneak into the one-bedroom hostel. I get into my bed, and I pass out. And I wake up the next morning, and I'm looking around. I don't recognize anybody. The girl next to me is totally naked. I can only see her back, but I don't recognize her. But she looks amazing.
And she's in your bed.
No. Different beds.
Bed. Okay.
So I'm in a bed. There's a rotunda right here. There's a bed to the far where he's up on a ledge. And then there's this girl next to me and a couple like other girls. I don't really recognize them. And I'm like looking around and all of a sudden the bed that's up on the level, the guy sits up and it's Tom Brady. And I'm like, Tom Brady? And he's like, hey, I'm in your movie. And I was like, shut the fuck up. And he's like, yeah. He was like, hey, did you go online last night? Did you know that Paris Hilton's doing this cameo for $608? You can see her naked and the money goes to a good thing. And then the girl next to me is Paris Hilton. She sits up and she goes, Tom. And he goes, you're naked right now. And she goes, you better pay that money. Right. So then he goes, okay. So he hits his phone and he goes, $608. That money's going to a good reason. And I'm seeing it in person. I still can't see her naked yet. She won't show me. And so I pop up. I'm naked. And I go, hey, Tom, $12, I'll buy you a coffee and a donut, right? And I show him my dick. Everyone starts laughing. Mm-hmm. And Paris Hilton turns around. She goes, you're hilarious. Immediately it's on, right? So and we're all laying in bed. And we're doing that slumber party morning joking. And I'm killing. Paris Hilton thinks I'm the funniest fucking guy in the world. She is like crying laughing. And then she says to me, I think you should stop drinking forever. And I went, hold on.
Oh, okay.
She goes, what I'm going to do is I'm going to surround you with morons who drink for the rest of your life. And you're going to love it. And she shows me on her phone a video of us in like Greece where it's just guys going, Bert, Brewski. And I'm like, I'm good, guys. And me and Paris Hilton are in love. And then we have an affair and I get her pregnant, right? I get her pregnant. Tom, we had sex in this dream. We had sex in this dream.
Good sex.
I had to go back to meet to talk to Leanne about it. It's in the new house. The house we haven't even built yet. I'm in the new house. I tell Leanne, I think I might have had a kid with Paris Hilton. And she didn't even get mad at me. She keeps going, Paris Hilton? Paris Hilton? But Paris was so engaging in this dream, so engaging, that I was like, I literally have nothing but great memories of our relationship.
You're amazing.
I think I might have gone one drink over.
Nope. It was perfect. Listen, I love you. Congratulations on the great news that you'll share some point. And just having one of the greatest days of your life so far.
It's
not even noon still.
And, you know, if I can just reel it in a little bit, I got to run 1.5 miles today.
Okay.
Reel it in a little bit. I might turn it on tonight.
You're looking skinny.
I feel skinny. I feel good. I ran the fastest I've run in a very long time. Today, I feel good. My relationship with my daughters isn't perfect. I'll tell you about that after. And we have great shoots planned for our live show. We're shooting some stuff. I think we all giggled about those. We're going fishing with Snoop Dogg and Warren Sapp.
I really hope Snoop comes because I think...
Snoop's a follow-through dude.
He is?
He isn't a guy that promises a lot of shit to a lot of people. Because he gets asked so much shit, he just says no to a lot of people.
Okay.
And I think, you know, in all honesty, Snoop's a huge Raiders fan.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, he's a big Steelers fan. But
that's
like,
true.
But he's a big Warren Sapp fan. If we can get... Just all we need is a four-way text. Me, Snoop, and Warren.
Okay. It's going to happen. Cheers. Congratulations.
Rate this podcast on all the ones we've done.
Yeah.
This is
up there.
Top five?
I think so. All right. We have to run. We will see you guys next week. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
I love you. Bye, guys.
Bert and Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.